Hi, I'm Sammy. I'm with TV Grapevine. And Tracy, it is so lovely to speak with you today.
Likewise, thank you.
Thank you. So tell me a little bit about what went into this. I know you created the show, so tell me how it came about, please.
Yeah, so it came about from just me watching TV and film at the time and just realizing that something was missing in the landscape. And I've always loved, love, love friendship stories the best. Friendship and romance, but friendship is like my number one. And at the time, it was like Girls and Broad City and shows like that on the air. And I just was looking at it and thinking all of the Black and Brown people were kind of gentrified out of those shows. And I just didn't see myself and my friends in them. And so instead of just kind of complaining about the lack of diversity, I was like, well, maybe I'll just write my version and see what happens. So I wrote it for free and showed it to my team and they really liked the script. But the challenge at the time was we don't know who's actually going to make the show. So we kind of sat on it. And then Girlship came out and then circled back to it because Girlship kind of opened the doors to be able to get Harlem on the air.
Wonderful. And you have such incredible characters. Are they based on your friends or they just come out of your imagination? Tell me a little bit about that.
A little bit of both, but mostly real life. I have so many different friends that inspire me, and sometimes I kind of put them all together. So like some will be like a composite of like three or four different like people that I put into one character. Just like quirks that I like, or just conversations that I have with people that I think, wow, that's a really great character moment that I want to use for something. And with Megan Good's character, one of my best friends, Akilah, is an anthropology professor. So I just always thought her life was just so cool, because she's a professor and she teaches, but she also like gets drunk and goes to club with us and, like wears like really sexy outfits. And I was like, it's just a cool juxtaposition to see an academic also be really free spirited like that. So I thought it was an interesting, way into a lead for something. I'd never seen a Black academic as a lead, like in a comedy. So I was like, oh, that's a kind of cool way into it.
I really like that. It's almost like a modern day Sex in the City, but with the more stronger, independent women. And I'm here for it. I absolutely love it. And which
Oh, great.
character do you relate more to?
Oh, Camille, all the way, Camille. So Camille is me in the sense of like I'm also really neurotic and awkward sometimes, and also have the audacity to try to like plan things out to a T, and I get really upset if they fall apart, and they mostly fall apart, by the way. So that's Camille. She's the one that like really thought she had it all figured out and then is really upset that everything kind of implodes. And that's kind of where I was coming from when I was writing it. And I'm still kind of there, to be honest. Still figuring it out. And so I would say Camille is probably the one I'm closest to.
I definitely agree with myself. I'm watching the screeners. I'm like, I'm definitely a Camille, but Camille
Thank
is wonderful. So I absolutely love it. And we are almost out of
you.
time, but I want you to describe the show in three words, please.
Okay. Harlem is a single camera comedy exploring the lives of four different Black women. And we delve into their romantic histories and career. And it's, an exploration of just modern relationships and friendship.
Wonderful. And it's a beautiful show. You're a beautiful person. And thank you so much. I really appreciate you, Tracy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Take
Thank
care.
you. You too. Bye-bye.